This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Once a theater's soul could be found in the community that surrounded it. Now, in an era of round-the-clock entertainment choices and instant communication, that link is often broken. For part four of American Stages, our series on regional theaters, NPR's Lynn Neary traveled to Alaska to visit Perseverance Theater, which has built a national reputation by nurturing deep roots in its community.
26 years ago, when Molly Smith returned from graduate school to her hometown of Juneau, Alaska, she was determined to start a theater. A would-be director, Smith dragged 50 old theater seats across the country, borrowed $10,000 from her grandmother, and set out to find talent.
If I needed an actor, I'd go into a bar and pull somebody off of a bar stool and say, "Do you want to be in a play?"
Smith, who is now artistic director at the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., says Alaskans are adventurous and independent people, more likely to say yes to such a project than to look for reasons why it couldn't be done. Smith wanted to tap into that spirit for her first play, so she interviewed 35 old-timers, then cast the six best storytellers for the production, called Pure Gold.
They were people who'd come up with the gold rush, or it was Filipinos who were working the mines, or, of course, the Native Americans, the Tlingit people who've been there for centuries, and the audiences were hungry for it. They were hungry for it because it's part of what had drawn people to Alaska. So this theater company was very much about really plumbing the resources of what there was in Alaska.
Smith used the profits from that first production to set up the theater in a renovated bar in nearby Douglas. That early commitment to use the resources and tell the stories of Alaska remains the guiding principle of Perseverance. Its upcoming production, The Long Season, is a brand new musical about the Filipinos who first came to Alaska to work in the fish canneries. They are known as Alaskeros. Jeffrey Herman, production director of Perseverance, says every production at the theater reflects the community in some way. The cast and crew are made up of both locals and professionals. Well-known plays and classics are reimagined with an Alaskan perspective. New plays may focus on some aspect of life in Alaska.
If you were blindfolded and put on a plane, flown to Juneau, marched into the theater, and the blindfold was removed, and you had no idea where in the world you were, at the end of the play, you would know that you were in an Alaskan theater. Wanting to make work that's that distinct. No more sailing
on the fence. Che Yu, a playwright whose work has been produced at major theaters around the country and overseas, wrote the book and lyrics for The Long Season. It was his idea to turn the immigration experience of the Filipinos who came to Alaska into a musical. Yu, who mostly writes about Asians, says he welcomed the chance to create a play about this little-known group of people.
I think theaters are just nothing but empty shells, they're buildings. It's who's inhabiting those buildings. Now, there are tons of theaters in wonderful communities which I would have loved to be a part of, but they're doing My Fair Lady, they're doing the occasional Shakespeare. And I had thought, wow, there's so much rich stories, histories outside the confines of the theater wall. Why aren't we really writing stories about that?
Okay. Head, tail, and fin.
2 weeks ago, the production of The Long Season began taking shape as professionals from around the country flew into Alaska to begin working with a chorus made up of local performers. A choreographer from New York and director Peter Dubois began working with the chorus on creating the ritualistic moves of cannery workers cutting up fish.
When you're in these gestures that you keep the eyes forward. Because
chorus member Ellery Lumbob says many people in Juneau's Filipino community know very little about the theater.
Majority of the Filipinos weren't exposed to this kind of theater. They were not really educated. Nobody watched any performances. But I did.
Lumbob, a quiet man who now works by day at a government agency, used to work in the canneries. Though he followed the choreographer's directions exactly, he later admitted he wasn't sure everything she was doing made sense.
She hasn't experienced how to process in a salmon cannery. If you hold the fin and then you cut the fin, the fish will fall down on the floor. So I can't tell her.
But it is just this kind of expertise that Perseverance likes to mine when creating its productions. Lumbab is also the leader of the local Filipino folkloric troupe, a talent that helps bring to life the bamboo dance, a number that requires performers to jump quickly and rhythmically between fast-moving bamboo sticks. Peter Dubois served as artistic director at Perseverance for 6 years. He left last year to take a job at New York's Public Theater, but returned to direct the long season. What happens at Perseverance, says Dubois, is a unique theatrical experience.
It's saying, okay, what is the best material? And who are the strongest performers and interpreters of that material that we can call from our state? And then what happens when we bring them into collision with the strongest artists we can find from outside?
I just want everyone to say hi, because we have the whole cast here. So can we go around and everyone say who they are and who they're playing?
On this night, as the chorus wrapped up its rehearsal, the pros arrived to begin theirs.
You and I love on a key, and you and I pretend it's eternity.
Among the professional actors who made the journey to Alaska are well-known Filipino performers. Bernardo Bernardo had a hit TV show in the Philippines. Paolo Montalban has appeared in a number of Hollywood films and played the handsome prince in Disney's recent version of Cinderella. Dubois says it's not hard to attract talent to Alaska, even in the winter, because Perseverance has a reputation as a theater where it's safe to experiment and take risks, away from big cities, where the stakes may be higher.
I think there's an incredible freedom that you have here because you have a really intelligent community in Juneau that has been trained over the last 25 years to look at new work with an open eye and an open mind, and also to critique the work. You know, you go to the grocery store and someone's got notes for you in the vegetable aisle on Act Two. It's, you know.
During its 26-year history, Perseverance has used its base in the community as a springboard to national acclaim. Known for nurturing new works, some 50 plays have premiered at the theater. The Pulitzer Prize-winning play How I Learned to Drive was written and developed at Perseverance. Kim Elton, a state senator and lifetime resident of Juneau, says Perseverance plays an important role in this city of 30,000 people surrounded by wilderness and buffeted by dark, wet winters. And Elton says, even as the theater strives to nurture the community, it also challenges it.
It's the kind of theater you go to and then you talk about for a week or so afterwards about what you felt, why you felt it, and maybe how it expanded your world. And when you live in a community that is not connected by road to any place else, and you have to get on a plane or get on a ferry or get on a boat to go someplace, I think that maybe we need to be challenged in the way Perseverance Theater challenges us.
But Perseverance faces its own challenges. Like all theaters, it is looking toward the future, wondering how it can attract a new and broader audience.
I literally live in the theater.
Ishmael Hope, a young Alaskan native, is an actor who doubles as the theater's new community outreach director. He really does live in an apartment in the theater and is passionate about spreading the word about Perseverance to Native Alaskans, Filipinos, and young people. Hope says a production like The Long Season, with performers like Paolo Montalban, with his movie star good looks, is a golden opportunity.
What's exciting is when you do something like this, there's at least that awareness, if they don't actually go and see the show, that you have people in the Filipino community talking about the show that's going on at Perseverance Theater, and these movie stars at our little theater. If you could get 10 people, you know, who've never been to a show before, to come during a run, that's a great success.
Now that director Peter Dubois has moved on to New York's Public Theater, he says he wants to find ways to create the sense of community he experienced at Perseverance wherever he works, because Dubois says, too often, it is missing in the theaters of today.
I believe it's absolutely something that has to be recovered. I feel like we've lost the urgent need to tell stories in the theater in a way that relates to the community that's watching the experience, beyond just coming into a theater and looking at virtuosic work.
The Long Season opens tomorrow night. Dubois hopes that eventually the production will move to a larger theater in a bigger city. But, he says, it never could have been brought to life in the first place anywhere but Perseverance. Lynn Neary, NPR News.
You can hear songs from the Perseverance Theater's production of The Long Season and explore previous reports in our American Stages series at our website, npr.org.